Today we will continue from where we stopped. The book is The Path to Truth for Modern Day Bodhisattva Practitioner. We are at page 244, right? The best script. So there is a stanza from the Virtue, Chapter 1, Virtue of the Sutra of Infinite Meaning. I will read to you. For the benefit of us human beings, heavenly beings, Dharma protectors, and all sentient beings universally, he was able to give up all that is hard to give up. So this one is the sacrifice of the Buddha, Sammasambuddha, and all the great beings when they come to serve, when they come for the living beings. They were sacrificed, and their sacrifice is to an extent that normal cultivator cannot do, because they were able to give up or sacrifice all that is difficult to give up. Only great beings or those with Sammasambuddha nature can really do it. Then the source is from Chapter 1, Virtue, Sutra of Infinite Meaning. Then the author proceeds by explaining, life is impermanent. Once people have performed their life script, they leave the stage with a bow. This is very symbolical. If they play good roles, they await their next play, as they have already written the script for their next life. This one is only true for great beings, because they have their vows. They already have all the understanding. So all this already established firmly within their nature, within their bodhi mind. So when they come, when they manifest, and how they manifest, all these are like prepared already by the nature. It's evolving, of course, but more or less is already there. So it's like the script for their next life, they have already written them. Life is wondrous. The author said, I often said, we do not have ownership over our life, just the right to use it. We must know how to make good use of life in order to live life to the fullest. This is very true. Yeah? When you understand the Dhamma, when you understand the nature's law that governs life and existence, then we have the understanding to live life. Then when we live with this understanding, we can live life to the fullest, like I always share with you. You can get to experience all of the pristine beauty and wonders of life. Then life can become very meaningful, very beautiful and wonderful too. That's what life is all about. Not like normal healers living beings. The normal healers living beings, they don't have the Dhamma, they don't have the understanding. They are healers. So most of them, they come without knowing who they are, what they are, and what life is. They entangle themselves, and they continue their stupidity, their heedless way of living life. That's how they get into the karmic cycle. The karmic cycle of samsara, birth and death. For eons and eons and eons of existence, they come here to pay back their karma, to go through karma, to suffer, to become afflicted through lack of understanding. And if that is the case, it's really sad. Why do you come? If you want to come, you better come with the understanding. So as I always said, if you choose to come, you will be very fortunate because you have the understanding and you can choose to come, and you will come beautiful. But if you don't understand, then you cannot choose, because law of karma continue to condition you into subsequent birth and death for eternity. And that one, really, why do you come? But people with this heedlessness, delusion, they have no choice. They cannot choose. They have to come. And when they come, they don't understand what is going on. So ignorance is the basis of heedless living. For us, as Dhamma practitioner, bodhisattvas, we must not have this condition. We must determine to develop the right understanding. So we come the Dhamma way. We come to understanding, following the bodhisattva path, so that our life is meaningful, so that we can do all the things that this Sutra of Infinite Meaning has already laid out. This Sutra of Infinite Meaning, especially the chapter on virtue and preaching of the Dhamma, is very good, very, very good. Then there is another one, the 10 merits, is also very good, the third chapter. Then after that, when you understand this, then you go into the actual teaching, the main teaching, the second book. The second book is a Lotus Sutta. Miao Fa Lian Hua Jing. That's why they call it the Wonderful Lotus Sutta. Miao Fa. Wonderful Dhamma Lotus Sutta. So this chapter on the wonderful Wonderful Dhamma Lotus Sutta is very, very beautiful, very unique. It is in this chapter that Sakyamuni moved in to explain and predict a lot of the disciple how they will finally become Samasam Buddhas. So in this chapter 2, there's a lot of very beautiful teaching and example and sharing. Okay, we go back to the sharing, the notes, so that you all can understand. So even the author also know, we must know. The line just now cut off. We must know how to make good use of life in order to live it to the fullest. Otherwise, we simply waste it. So this is a retro I have already explained. In this world, life is most precious. Very true, yes. And illness is most painful. This is also very true. When you don't have that Dhamma, you cannot endure. You cannot severe or affliction. Then illness or disease can actually afflict the living beings. For this reason, the author said organ donation is truly a great way to give. Organ donation not only saves the life of the individual, it can save family as well. Organ donation extends others' life and contribute to society. In letting go of their own physical bodies, they grow their wisdom life. So this is for those who have the understanding and the condition to do. So organ donation is normally the pledge that people do. And sometimes they have this out of love for family members or what. Sometimes you can see these very, very exceptional people who can really go to the extent to really make that donation, especially those who are able to go to the extent to help their children or their very close brothers and sisters. You have heard of occasion where they need liver transplant. They're willing to donate part of their liver. And sometimes they got only two kidneys. They're willing to donate one of their kidneys. So these are very, very difficult decisions. But there are beings who have this understanding. Because all this is based on condition. Past, affinity, and condition. Then I will read on there. In the chapter on virtue, within the Sutra of Infinite Meaning, the Buddha exclaimed that we can give our head, our eyes, our bone marrow, our brain to others. 30 years ago, when the construction of Hualien Cixi General Hospital had just begun, we started to promote organ donation. I am grateful to see that the concept of organ donation has gradually become more common and well received by the public. I remember one case in particular. A Taiwanese woman living in Japan suddenly fainted one day, and a Japanese doctor pronounced her brain dead. Cixi volunteers were there to support and care for her, and they contacted her daughter in Taiwan. Since Star Eye TV's program can also be seen in Japan, local Cixi volunteer often heard me urge everyone to make the best use of our body by opting to donate our body and organ after we die. Cixi volunteer explained organ donation to this woman's daughter. The daughter is a devout Christian and had watched Tai Tai's program before, so she could accept the concept. She said, "All right, people go to heaven after death. Now that the body is useless, if the opportunity arises, we will donate the usable organ to extend other people's life." The woman had many organs that could be donated, such as her heart, her kidney, her liver, as well as her skin, her bone, and arteries. In Japanese culture, the practice of organ donation is not common. They consider one's body a gift from the parent and must be kept intact after death. For this reason, it is not easy to persuade people to donate their organ in Japan. However, after seeing this woman from Taiwan willingly donate her organs in Japan, a tremendous impact was made on the Japanese medical community. In Taiwan, besides organ donation, we also promote body donation. Many Cixi volunteers and members have come to understand the spirit of Cixi and the truth of life through watching Tai TV. Therefore, they are able to stay calm and be at ease in sickness, and they leave the world. And they leave word to their children that they want to donate their body after they die. So this is quite common, because I was told by a lot of my classmates last time who went to India to study medicine. It seems India, there's a lot of dead corpse or dead body where people donate for the university to do autopsy and do whatever clinical medical student, they have a lot of this type of dead corpse for them to try on, operate on, and all those things. Whereas in Malaysia, this one is not common. So they only have limited corpse, but in India, they have a lot. So you can really do it. Okay, I'll read on. The purpose of donating the entire body is for the medical student, as is mentioned, to better understand the detail of the human body in the anatomy classes. In addition, donated body can be used by doctors for surgery, a surgical simulation to improve their technique. Human physiology is indeed profound and involve many issues that need to be studied. In order for surgeon to perform surgery precisely, they must understand the structure of the human body very well. Both residents and attending physicians must continue to hone their skill. For this reason, they call each body donor a body teacher or silent mentor. One of the silent mentors for surgical simulation was a 21-year-old girl who had died of leukemia. Despite having gone through all possible medical treatments, her mother is a Tzuchi volunteer who had often taught her about the value of life. Although she had lived such a short life, she was willing to donate her whole body for medical research so that doctor could study the mysteries of life and find out why she had suffered from leukemia at such a young age. Mother and daughter were very close. The mother did her best to love and care for her child or for her daughter. Since she knew that she could not be saved and that death is part of nature's condition, the mother used her wisdom to let go of her afflictions. Donating her daughter's body was a very touching act of great giving. I often say that body donors are teachers for doctors. Mr. He Zhen Li, a silent mentor, said before his death, "I would rather the student make hundreds of wrong incisions on my body than make one wrong incision on a live patient." What a marvelous spirit of great giving. We must devote ourselves to benefiting others. When we are in good health, when life comes to an end, we should turn our useless body into things that are of great use and truly fulfill the value of lives. We must reach out to help all living beings. When facing the end of life, even though it is most difficult, we should still try to give. So this is very noble. Oh, this chapter is very short. Okay, then we will continue to the next chapter because still earlier, 3:28. Creating affinity through bone marrow donation. Again, I will read to you the stanza from this Sutra of Infinite Meaning, Chapter 1, Virtue. Never be grudging anything, internal or external. His hate, eyes, bone marrow, and brain were all given to others. So this is what donation is all about. When you understand, you do not cling. Because the body is just element, the four element that goes the way of nature. Bodhisattva never rests. This is very true. Just as the earth spins on in the universe without stopping for even 1 second, so must we persistently promote the Bodhisattva path in this world. I am truly grateful to all Tzuchi volunteers. If they had not worked so continuously with their minds and action, how could they pass on the Dhamma to purify people's mind and nurture wisdom life. There was a man in his 20s whose father was an alcoholic. During his childhood, he often witnessed his drunkard father beat his mother, and he felt deeply sorry for her. It was just like the old saying, all people are born with a good nature. He vowed to make a lot of money when he grew up, so that he could protect and take care of his mother. This was a filial thought he harbored. Filial piety is the prerequisite for all other virtue. Indeed, filial piety is the very source of goodness. However, when he was growing up in a difficult environment, this young man quickly picked up a lot of bad habits from his friend, such as fighting and taking drugs, and he was eventually incarcerated. Oh, it means put to jail, according to Sui. Incarcerated. He did not change his way even in prison. Due to his short temper, he resorted to violence whenever something was not to his liking or when he had minor conflict with others. As a result, he was repeatedly disciplined for his bad behavior. Prison was like a hotel for him, since he was in and out so often. Sometimes he was put in solitary confinement in a 3.3 square meter cell as punishment for his misbehavior. Yet he still believed that it was the other people's fault, that he did nothing wrong. He did not grasp or understand why he was being punished. Therefore, he vowed to take revenge when he had the chance. His future was gloomy. But who suffered the most? It was his mother. Yet she never gave up on him. She frequently visited him in prison. Sometimes she could not see him because he had caused trouble and was prohibited from receiving visitors. So she would write to him. Her letter was full of tears and pain, but still, she could not move him. This situation persisted for a long time. One day, Tsuchi volunteer visited the prison to share their own story. Some of the volunteers have deviated from their path in life, but were able to change their life after joining Tsuchi. The volunteers left a good first impression on the young man, so he listened attentively to their true life story. He found that some of these volunteers has been even crueler and more vicious than him. Then he, seeing that they were able to change even though they too had repeatedly broken the law and served time in prison, the young man's good nature began to surface. Later, he heard a Tsuchi volunteer recount how her younger brother had indulged in gambling and drugs, and then he was pursued by loan shark and eventually killed. As she told the story, she was filled with pain and grief, showing her genuine affection for her brother. The young man suddenly realized what he had done. He thought of his childhood wish to protect his mother and not cause her any sadness. He thought of how for a long time his behavior had hurt her deeply. His mother's heart was like a pin cushion that he had continuously pricked with needles. But she never complained or voiced regret. Instead, she continued to love and forgive him. She kept coming to the prison to persuade him. You must change. You must abide by the prison rule. Do not fight with others. Unfortunately, he had not listened to her at all. Since that day, he was determined to reform and return to his inner nature of goodness. He asked Shiji volunteer what he could do. At that time, Shiji was organizing some bone marrow donation registration drives. Shiji volunteer said to him, "You can register to donate bone marrow. Take a blood test right away, and you may have the chance to save a life." He thought that saving a life would be the best deed he could ever do. Therefore, after he was released from prison, he contacted the bone marrow donor registry to take a blood test. With a good heart, blessing will come. With the will comes the strength. A few months later, he was notified that there was a match. He waited joyfully for the day that he was to donate his bone marrow and save someone. Unfortunately, a typhoon was forecast to hit Taiwan on the day of his donation, and all flight will be canceled before it get too windy. He was nervous after he heard the news. Since he was eager to save a life, he flew to Hualien a day earlier. On the day the typhoon hit, he underwent a successful bone marrow extraction procedure, and his marrow was rushed to the recipient before the typhoon had made an impact. The Shiji volunteer stayed beside him and cared for him all throughout the process. He was eager to share his love with the Shiji family, so he dedicated himself to Shiji whenever he was given a task. Today, he earns his living by running a small business. So this was a very good story. Eh? We should not fear making mistakes. What we should fear is not correcting them. This is very true. Eh? Everybody who are born human, they do make mistakes. Eh? Before we have the understanding of the Dhamma, we also sometimes make mistakes. We break very basic precepts like killing mosquito and all those things. Because of affinity created through bone marrow donation, he was inspired to bring forth good thoughts, and his filial piety was revived. He returned to his family so that his mother could have peace of mind. He also worked hard and established a loving family. His future has become bright, and he has resolved to be a bodhisattva in the Shiji family. We sincerely give him our best wishes. So this was quite a touching story, yeah, to share. Okay, so creating affinity through bone marrow donation. The title can be modified, yeah, through whatever goodness you do. Yeah. It can be any type of donation or offering. Because when you have virtue, when you perform goodness, and you can touch the heart of living beings, it can make a big difference to people's life. Then this is something very virtuous, very powerful. And it can re-vibrate to your future life. So these are beautiful understanding that cultivator can develop and establish. Because all those virtues that we develop, even like generosity, donation, can be really touching and can go a long way, can make a big difference to the world, to people's life, and to your coming inheritance. So all these are very beautiful sharing. Then we go on to the next chapter. These are all very short chapters. turning Goa to steel beam. This sutra can enable those who have craving and attachment to give rise to a mind of equanimity, enable those who are miserly and greedy to give rise to a mind of giving. Oh, this is based on the chapter 3 of the Sutra of Infinite Meaning, the chapter on 10 merits. So turning Gopa to steel beams. In the Suchi world, we can see people living a very healthy life. Some of these people are seniors who had lived through many decades of tough time and endure much suffering. Uncle Beto is one such person. Uncle Beto is had a rough childhood. In the old days, people were more superstitious. Parents would ask fortune teller to predict their child's future. A fortune teller told his parents that he would bring bad luck to his parents, so he should not live with them. Therefore, he was sent away to be raised by his maternity grandmother. Before his grandmother passed away, his uncle adopted him. However, the uncle was a gambler and an alcoholic, so he could not hold down a steady job and was frequently in and out of jail. Therefore, after he turned 9 years old, the boy lived by himself in his grandmother's house. After the uncle was released from prison, he took the boy to work in the casino as an errand boy. In the casino, people called the boy Little Runner. Uncle Peter told me later, "It was fortunate that I never learned to gamble." He respected himself. He received a small wage by running errands in the casino, but he did not pick up the bad habit of gambling. When he completed his military service, he became an apprentice mason and worked hard. After he got married, he and his wife worked together to start their own business. At that time, the real estate business was booming, so they were able to gradually save some money by contracting for small construction projects. By then, he felt that it was not easy to make a living. He also wanted to give his child a comfortable life since he had experienced such a difficult childhood himself. In light of this, he not only worked hard, but also lived frugally. He wanted to save money, but he did not feel safe putting too much money in the bank. Therefore, 30 years ago, he bought 25 gold bars for more than Taiwan money, 2,000, 2.5 million, approximately US 60,000. He put this gold bar into a plastic pipe and buried it beneath his doorstep, not knowing that there were gold bars hidden under the doorstep. His wife once complained to him, "When you come home, you always stare at the doorstep. You don't even look at it." He moved 5 or 6 times. Each time he sealed the goba in a plastic pipe and buried them in a different location, sometimes underneath the staircase, other times underneath the bathtub. About 25 years ago, his business became quite successful, but his health began to deteriorate. He visited many doctors but found no cure. Therefore, he sought divine guidance everywhere and was led to psychic. The psychic would tell him that he had offended some deities, So he need to make special offering. He did as he was told, and to show his piety, he spent a lot of money buying fake paper money to burn as an offering. As time went on, he burned more and more money, paper money. Each time he spent hundreds of thousands of Taiwanese dollar buying paper money, and quantity was so huge that he had to transport it with a truck. Oh, so deluded. Yet his health did not improve. One of his good friends knew that I was traveling to Taipei. So the friend brought him to Taipei from Chiayi to see me. The friend said, Master, he had already burned a lot of money and constantly seek divine guidance, yet his physical condition has not improved. I asked him, what ails you? He replied, I have been taking medication for more than 10 years, but I was not getting better. I posed a question to him. I have taken medication for a decade, and my condition has not improved either. What should I do then? No matter how much paper money you burn, it will not help your physical condition. You might as well save money to do something meaningful. He knew that we were building Hualien Shiji General Hospital at that time, and that he really had no need to save so much money since his children were all married and independent. He said to his wife, let's donate the money to Master to build the hospital and save lives. Instead of buying offering and paper money, he donated money so that he and his wife and his children each become honorary board members. In recent years, we have been constructing the Taichung Shiji Hospital. He again discussed with his wife. He said, we don't really need the gold bar. They only bring us worry. Our heart went to the doorstep. When the gold bar, where the gold bar were buried underneath. When they were underneath the staircase, we had to check from time to time to see if a hole had been dug. When they were underneath the bathtub, we worried whether the bathtub had been moved. Let's give our worry to Master. One day then, when I was in Taichung, that person bought the gold bar and come to see me. He said, sorry, Master, I wish to give you my worries. I was puzzled why he wanted to give me his worry. He then took out the gold bar. He said, Shiji is building a hospital in Taichung. I hope that I can contribute to each piece of steel, brick and cement block. That's why I want to donate my worries. Thus, he donated the gold bars. This act demonstrated the man's love and wisdom. He has a wholesome view towards life. Although he was sick and had sought the wrong path, he was able to return to the right path before it was too late. His body and mind was quite heavy. Oh, sorry, healthy now, he said. I'm very grateful. Ever since I donated my health, my wealth, my body has become stronger. Perhaps it is because I gave away my worry. I am now a full-time Shiji volunteer. It is truly gratifying that Uncle Beetle can uphold the correct life direction, and that his body and mind was healthy and his family is harmonious. So this one is a very good sharing. Yeah? So under the note, as sincere appreciation for his kindness and generosity, the title of honorary board member is bestowed on donor who donate at least 1 million Taiwan money, about US 33,000, yes. So our money now is about times 430,000, yeah. Okay. No, I think we stop here. It's almost 4 o'clock. We can have our meditation. Okay, the next chapter is chapter 11, bringing education to the community, widely teaching the right path. Okay, so we are at page 257. We stop here. Then we can have our 45 minutes of awareness-based meditation before we continue with our second session. Okay, we will let you have 45 minutes of awareness-based meditation. We will off the light so that we can have our 45 minutes of awareness-based meditation. So just relax body and mind, silent everything. And remember the four support. Relax entirely, body and mind. Free your mind, free your whatever bodily stress and tension. Feel yourself completely relaxed. Then just maintain awareness and let your mind settle down. The mundane mind, the thinking mind, the sankhara activity, let it slow down, slow down. If you maintain awareness, don't give it any more mental thinking or meaning, the sankhara activity will slow down until it ceases. So just do that. Relax, maintain awareness for as long as you can. And finally, you have the ability to locate your gateway, then just silence everything and trust that nature to do the meditation.
Well, good afternoon, Brachio and all Kalanitas.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Yes. What to share?
Maybe I can share on your meditation or anything regarding your cultivation, Dhamma in daily life, or ask. Right.
Maybe I can share on the awareness nature.
Yeah, that one would be very useful. Yes, yeah.
Yeah, because I noticed that this awareness nature is very, is actually considered as very, it's very hard to express.
Not easy to explain
unless
this is something very difficult
touch on it. Because I noticed that when you have the right, if you give it, it actually come with the right understanding. And this nature is very, it focus only on, what do you call that? Like, okay, I just give you an example of last 2 days my sitting during noon. And that time was very hot. Usually, if we last time when we don't have this awareness, we will normally be disturbed at the senses level. We will feel the heat, we will be see our agitations, all that. But because of the awareness nature is there, it actually aware of the whole process, how the body react to the environment. And it the body will sweat and all this, and it will actually cool down the body. Then, because of no aversion towards it, you just let it be. It it the suddenly there is a bliss come from within. It arises by itself, the blissfulness.
Mm.
And it's from the within. And that moment, when this happened, it affected that cup of mind, also affected the environment. The hot outside become cooling.
Mm-hmm.
And there's wind blowing. So I cannot express how it comes in a very natural way. Then after that, you still continue, let it happen, and it comes to a stage that you suddenly the mind go into a very brief stage of I can't really explain.
Not easy for you to explain.
Very important is when you aware that stage, you are actually out of the stage.
Okay. Thank you so much, Sister Lee. I think I know what you are trying to explain, but it's not easy for you to put into words because you have not gone deep into it and have not really developed the stability of understanding to express it. So anyway, it's a very good sharing, very good try. So what she came to realize is the awareness nature that I always talk about and share with you all, especially if you read the book, Straight from the Heart, The Unique Dhamma Code by me, which Ying Bi helped to record, then we make it into a book. If you have read through those, it will help you understand what awareness is. That's why awareness-based meditation is so different from thought-based meditation. So what Ms. Lee has started to understand is this awareness is very useful and it can make a difference to your life. Because when you are aware, things move away from the thinking mind, from the mundane mind's habitual tendency or reaction to sense experience. Like the example she gave, when the weather is extreme or very hot, it will have an effect on the body. So the natural tendency of our body, which is already intelligent, is to do the right thing. So sometimes it will make you sweat. When you sweat, it's the latent heat that actually takes away the heat. Because when it starts to evaporate, this evaporation needs heat. So the latent heat is the heat that is being taken away. That's why you feel cooling after that, which he tried to describe. But actually, the key to cultivation is awareness. But that is the nature within us. We have a true mind, which is the awareness nature. Its nature is just aware. It's not a being, it's not an entity. It cannot come out and live life. But to realize that, to be with that, to meditate with that, and stay with that is not easy, because that is your true mind. That is true living. When you truly live, you are just aware. Then the mundane mind, the thinking mind, which is the dependent originating mind, condition arising mind, is for you to use. It's a tool for us to use, to live life, to communicate. Because when you are with the awareness, you are fully aware. You are not lost in thought. You are with your nature. Then you can understand what is going on. Then you are not conditioned by the conditioned thinking or paticca-samuppada, the dwelling that the Buddha talked about, avijja-paccaya-sankhara. The dwelling always starts with avijja. If there is no avijja, it cannot move. So when you are aware, with yoniso manasikara, with wisdom and the Dhamma and the understanding, it will not trigger off the dwelling. That's why you will be more sensitive. You can endure. You can understand. Body is just a body. Body is not me. You will not cling. You will not attach. It goes the way of nature. Then you can endure. When you can endure, you are at peace. And when you are at peace, you can feel the peace within, the blissfulness. You don't complain anymore. That's why awareness-based living or cultivation is so different from thought-based. Thought-based is heedless living. But when you come out to live life, you need to use thought. Your thought is the instrument for communication. Thought with its mental intention is the basis for karmic process, karmic conditioning to arise. Then the senses, together with the sense data and the consciousness and the mind, can trigger off the respective sense door consciousness to enable us as a form of mind or a human being to experience life. We can experience life to the fullest when we have the Dhamma, the understanding and the awareness to be aware of it. That's why we can be with the moment in full awareness to live life. We are within that moment when you are aware without the thought. There is no fear, no worry, no anxiety, no sorrow, no lamentation. You are always tranquil, at peace. Clarity, beautiful. This is what the Bodhisattva's mind is all about. Their mind is always tranquil, still, and peaceful. There is no movement, no agitation, no sankhara activity, no stirring, no reaction. Because it is that nature. But it's not easy for cultivator to realize that, for living being to have the understanding, unless you go into the meditation. So Miss Lee has benefited from the sharing and the teaching over the last 1 or 2 years. I think she has developed some, at first it's a glimpse of the beautiful saying. Then she tried to grasp at that teaching. Well, initially she used thought. That's why it's not easy to penetrate. She used knowledge. Then later on she came to know it is not knowledge. Then she did the daily mindfulness. After she did the daily mindfulness, it helped her. Then when the daily mindfulness comes, she starts to understand better, penetrate better, deeper. Then the understanding starts to gradually unfold. Then she sees the difference, the joy and all those things. But she, at this stage, has not reached the stability to explain. Because there are still a lot more to go through, to witness, to experience, to understand. Because that nature, you need to really go in and stabilize it until it's very, very stable. Until that transformation process that nature can do to your internal movement. And that one is very important. She needs to silence everything and locate the gateway. And then let the gateway open up. Then let the internal movement based on trust to happen. Then only the stability can slowly, slowly come back. So this is the part that she still don't have the stability and ability to explain. But it's already very good. What she tried is already very good. That's why she understands the importance of this awareness nature. Understanding this awareness nature is not easy. So that's why to express it, to speak on it, is even more difficult. So in this world, there are very few people who can have that understanding. So So salute to you, Miss Lee. Salute.
Thank
you,
Brother
so,
Teo.
You can continue. You can continue. Yeah.
I felt that this one is actually we need to treasure. It's actually very precious because it enable the ability of it enable to allow us to see more on our habitual tendencies. And it sometimes the habitual, the past habituals will still come back, still arise. But because of the wonderful, this clarity of this nature will show you, like for one time, when, that's why I say wisdom is not just in, it grows at time go. So one time it showed that a story came. Then it during the meditation, it can show you actually it's illusionary. So once you see that, it actually, what do you call that? Totally off, totally gone off.
Yeah, you can continue. What happened?
That means it gives you an understanding.
Yeah.
It's very fast. The understanding comes. You're holistic. These are all illusionary. You know, the whole thing that actually your emotion is attached to it is suddenly like disappear. The whole thing, like, what you call that? Break off.
Because later on, after you experience that glimpse or that sudden awareness nature, that insight, you will have some understanding. Then when you reflect on it, it will give you that stability to understand deeper. That's why that time only the Dhamma unfold. But sometimes we must not be too ego to link it to the Dhamma. We should just unfold more and more. Because your daily mindfulness must be very stable. Your yoniso manasikara means initial wisdom must be very stable. Then only this process becomes more and more stable. We have to meet you first, Miss Lee. We meet you first. We meet you first. I will explain this. Yeah, this is very important. This part also very useful. That's why just now you mentioned that this awareness nature is very important, which is very true. That's the reason why I explained earlier on using a clearer explanation and analogy. And for you, you just know that this awareness nature can see your habitual tendency, your defilement and all those things, even later on, the very subtle one. As your daily mindfulness stabilize, your awareness nature stabilize, then you can see the more subtle and very fine one. Before that, you cannot see. So why is this possible? Because I have explained. Awareness is the source. The mundane mind arises from the awareness, from that pure nature. Everything arises, the mundane mind. That's why mind is a forerunner of all things. That refers to the mundane mind, sankhara. So, thought cannot see awareness because thought is less intelligent in the sense that thought is a byproduct of the awareness. That's why awareness can see thought. Then likewise, our external form is the product of thought. The human mind, we use the human mind thought process to come out with scientific knowledge, to come out with creation, like the table, the chair, the building, the highway, and everything that you come to see. Even nature's condition, they come through the thought process, citta niyama. And some karma niyama. So mundane mind, the thought, can actually crystallize into form, into elements. So form, which is a product of thought, is of lower intelligence. That's why our mundane mind, our consciousness, can see form. But form cannot see thought. I explained this before already, so now you start to understand how all this come about. But thought, which is less intelligent than awareness, where it's a product of our nature, that's why it cannot see awareness. Thought is limited. Thought is dependent originating. Thought is not that nature. Whereas that nature, before the arising of thought, that one is of higher intelligence. It was there before thought. That's why it can see thought. That is what meditation is all about. Meditation is the awareness, the choiceless awareness, means the thought doesn't come in and interfere, to observe and to see, to understand the reality. Choiceless awareness of what is. That is what meditation is all about. So when we observe and become aware, we can understand how the mundane mind actually stir our mind. How the wrong view, how the conditioning, the habitual tendency do all those nonsense. Then how living beings become heedless. How we get ourselves entangled. Then how after constantly doing it, the mental hindrance develop into habitual tendency. That's how living beings get themselves entangled. So this is part and parcel of cultivation, but this is the big picture. But this one, you realize, is not taught in the Dhamma of today, in the teaching of today. Even Theravada, Mahayana, they don't explain it so deep anymore. They only talk about the true mind, the mundane mind. Mind is a form. Then every time they mix the mind together because they don't know the difference. And to understand the true mind is very difficult. Very few people can even reach it or touch it. Not to say understand it. When you can touch it, it's a glimpse, it's the beginning. There's an awareness-based meditation, it's not easy. After you have a glimpse, there is a beginning. Then you have to stabilize it. And then only you know what the awareness nature is. That nature is just aware, cannot do anything. But the awareness nature can understand, can awaken, can insight into phenomena, can observe. But that is the silent nature. That is peace, tranquility, stillness. That is your true mind. Your meditative mind. People cannot understand all this anymore because it was not in the commentary. Where the commentator who did the commentary also don't understand this. They cannot put this into words. So now you will start to understand why this teaching is so difficult for the traditional cultivator, the Buddhist, to understand. Okay? Yeah, Miss Lee? Hopefully this one will help you understand better so that in future you will have your ability to understand it deeper and develop the sharing. Sadhu to you.
Thank you, Brajo.
Brajo, maybe you will share 一点点. 那一天我听了你的那个 sharing 了以后,
yes.
The next day morning 我 on the way 去 office 的时候, 哇, 你可以feel到很多的 pity 哦, 就在那个 heart 那边。 But 等我到了 office 做工的时候, like, 它 suddenly 变成一种 很像你的那个 heart 里面那个 center 那边, 就一种很像很有 confident, 很 stable, 很 confident 的那种 feeling, 就一直在 stay aware 在那一边这样子。
你知道为什么吗? 你听了, 你了解了啊, 现在没有 doubt 了啊, 没有 doubt 了, 那个 confident 就在那, that's why that mind become very different, that's why sadha, virya will make you different. Now you understand why faith is so important. Because your faith that is born of after listening and understanding is so different. Because it gives you confidence. That's the way. And it can be done. It's only that last time the stability not there. That's why you still couldn't handle it at that time. So later on, after you listen to all this, that's why now the sharing is very different. Like today, Miss Lee, the awareness nature is very different now. So now what you are going to share, the next phase is even more difficult, more unique, and more people will penetrate. And this is for later people's cultivation. Because all these are not in the recorded Theravada teaching anymore, even Mahayana teaching. But these are the real doing within meditation, awareness-based meditation. This is the Dhamma in daily life, the real cultivation. So you will have that type of mind, very confident, clarity, and everything will just manifest. Then Nanho, after that, there.
Quite long, but 他很奇怪，like 他就是，even我在做工的时候，整个的 whole morning 他就在里面，好像他很 deep 的 insight. You cannot describe, like 你就是很有，很就是很自信，很confident, very confident, like 他又很像一种 virya 这样，就在那个 center 里面，yeah lah. But brother, 这种是一种 mind stage 还是
你不用去 worry about it. Like I always say, whatever arrives is part of the way. You remember, Miss Lee actually he got the essence of what I say. You know, he repeated it. You know, part of the way. You know, let it unfold. You know, and let it be. You know. And that is the most beautiful because whatever arrives is part of the way, part of the cultivation. 就好像你的 question 就灭掉了，为什么？Yeah, you come in, yes.
Song, this is very important because our level haven't reached that. Awareness nature is actually the pure nature. So the we cannot use words to actually enough sufficient to express that experience we went through. So if you put a words in or something, it's at, still at our level of understanding. That's why we cannot, we just let it unfold. Then the wisdom will actually take over. And that one, when you come to see the direct seeing, will give you a very penetrative understanding. And that is very important.
So Miss Lee explained to you once, Initially, don't try to know. That's why I always say, don't try to know, just do, have faith, continue. Then part of the way, whatever that arises, part of the way is to let you understand that you don't have to analyze. You don't have to ask that question, why? Because just now you are still asking, 为什么会这样? And how long will it last? And forget about that thing. Because the nature is such, sometimes it comes as a test, sometimes to let you see, sometimes to let you understand. It's just like Miss Lee said, that stability not there, you have not penetrated, so you don't have the ability to explain all this yet. That's why if you look at my sharing, you will start to understand. My nature has penetrated so far. That's why I can come out with all the teaching, the huinings, three hallmark, all those things. Then just now I explained to Miss Leon how the nature is of higher intelligence. It can see thought. Thought cannot see awareness. Then how thought, which is of higher intelligence than form, can see form and form cannot see thought. So all this come about through my nature's understanding when it penetrates. Then I understand this need. This awareness nature so stable, that's why I can explain to you all a lot of the cultivation and the practice. That's the reason why I used to share with you all during the early days, especially at the retreat, you can recall. I already told you all what my nature understand is so much more. But I can't share because hardly anybody has moved into it. You need condition, you need cultivator who has gone into it. And then as you go into it, as you ask question or share, then I can explain further. This is what is happening. That's why you realize the Dhamma that I share nowadays is more detailed now, more penetrative now, and is expanding. Although it's just the beginning, we are starting to touch the awareness nature. There is a lot more thing inside there. After that, like what I explained to Miss Lee just now, she has to stabilize the awareness nature until it locates the gateway. Then let the gateway open up, then that trust, she has to do that trust, the internal movement, where she will come to understand how the external yin-yang energy that she has developed melt inside and become pure energy and do the internal movement. And that one is a big topic. That one which Po Ching just went through is still a long way to go, because within there is a lot more, that trust, a lot of things. So all these are very beautiful, very promising. Then like what Miss Lee has come to understand is also very good, because she can catch the important point that I share nowadays, which is very good. That's why that day after your recorded sharing came out, I think she must have listened to it. Then she summarized the thing. Initially, I think she didn't make it look so clear. Then she deleted it. Then second time come out, I saw it. That is beautiful. Means there is understanding there. That's why I rejoice. So these are very beautiful sharing, and my nature really rejoiced. So for you, Song, you always have to remember whatever happened is part of the way. Don't try to understand. Don't reason anymore. Just do. Then that joy you can have, that confidence you can have, that vidya you can have, continue to move. Then it will transform. Then different time, different stages, different cultivation, different things will arise. That's why wisdom is unending. Cultivation is unending. Their condition is continuously evolving. It doesn't end. This, my daughter wants to share something here.
Amitabha, okay, Amitabha. Brother Song's example actually reminded me of a similar kind of moment I had. That confidence or that very, I would say very firm, 很稳的感觉, actually it's something inside click already. When I see something, I'm confident. Actually, now when I look back, it's actually inside already understand. But I cannot explain. That's why I cannot logically understand why I feel
that way.
So confident and so worth. Actually, because inside already see. Now when I reflect back, right, what I saw, what I can explain now is like every situation that I see in my life, the duality start to go away, the good or bad start to go away, because I start to see karma as a fabric of life, of nature. Fabric in a sense that everybody has contributed a thread into their karmic nature is a thread in the cloth, all woven together. Every moment you pick up, right, everything is intertwined. So a lot of distortion that might yeah. So when at that point when I just started to be able to make peace with situation inside there, I feel very peaceful. That's why very firm. But I couldn't explain why I felt peaceful even when a lot of havoc happening in the office and things like that. Because I couldn't see what I start to see now. What I see now is probably how I already felt inside last time. So the what I understand now that I can explain is really every situation has its place in life. We are all woven in the fabric, the same cloth, many, many layers of thread all cut over. When you pull open any piece of cloth, you see the thread, right? How many, what, 1,000 thread count? Everybody's karma all contributed at one point. You pull out, you cannot say, this shouldn't be there, that shouldn't be there. Everything fall into place already. that kind of understanding, I couldn't explain karma in that way. But inside, actually, already know why. That's why I can be at peace. Now, when I look back, actually, it's slowly, slowly making the understanding stabilize. That's why now I can actually confidently explain that I really see everything is interdependent. Everything is woven together already. there's no more what if. I hope that helps.
The question slowly.
Yeah, the no more question why like that. Yeah. Yeah. Then the more I talk to people, the more people I speak to in my life, when I start to talk about their life situation and question about anything like regarding work, regarding retirement, daily life activities, I realized then the understanding slowly start to take shape.
Yeah.
Then I start to be able to articulate, put into words. Then it gets more and more stabilized. Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. I hope this helps.
Yeah, very good.
Thank you,
That's why I say as you come out to share, as you develop the ability to share, you actually learn. Because through sharing, you understand how people who are not as developed as you behave. Because I already told many Kayamita last time, especially before your Monday mind collapse, that period depend on people, different cultivator, different. For me, I only got 9 months to see, because after that it collapsed. But for other people, it may take longer. So it is important for you to see what happened, because all this thing, once it's already over, you cannot recall. Understand? Because before that, you don't have the awareness. But when you come out to share with people, then what reaction from these people remind me of what last time my mind was. They are like that because I also went through life. But I may not be exactly like them because my nature is different. That's why my daughter now start to understand, like the very many thread type of cloth that is weaved together. Because of all this condition, 1,000 strand or whatever strand within that square inch, that one is the one that actually dependent on all those, it become a collective thing. That's how it manifests into that cloth. So all of life condition and situation also have its karmic conditioning intertwined. That's why interdependent. Then everything have its interdependent role. Then everything is just dependent originating. Then all of these conditions, they move together. It's not a separate condition. But a lot of the condition, they are not really related. That's why they don't influence you. That's why our planet's condition is dependent on the totality of the form and mind within our planet. Whatever external to the planet, only those who come and get involved, like the great beings, nature and all those things, the Bodhisattva or what. But apart from that, those who didn't come, they are not part of it. Understand? But if you have the cultivation, you can connect, you can develop your nature and develop the ability to transform. So all this will be the later understanding when your nature become different. So initially is the initial stage of intertwine and all those things. This is good enough. Well, this is the base for you to expand your understanding. That's why the Buddha's opening statement is very important. Mind is the forerunner of all things. Mind is chief. When mind arise, all things arise. Then whatever that arise, there are causes and conditions. This is a very powerful statement. Well, we are living in a conditioned world. Whatever that arise, there are causes and conditions behind. And these causes and conditions, like as Saji said, my teacher has explained. And what has he explained? The Pancha Niyama, the five universal order that governs life and existence. So you understand the Panchaniyama, you understand life. That's why I can summarize to you all of life. And this is not recorded in the Theravada teaching, the secret of life. The Panchaniyama, very few people can express it and go deep into it, because the Buddha did a very penetrative understanding of the three spiritual law, law of karma. That one is a very big topic, very difficult to penetrate. You need awareness to go in. You need to understand the mundane mind. You need to understand the form and mind is subject to karma, and that nature is independent, but they are related, because there is a coming nature. And all this teaching is no longer there. People have forgotten, or maybe didn't pass down. At the time of the Buddha, it was there. But how can it be passed down where it was not written? Then the people who understand at that time was so limited. Then those who are part of the first council that reside and later transfer down, they are not all the great beings. They are just mainly arahant. So not easy to preserve this type of teaching. Then as you understand, when something is being passed down, most of the time, 90% is lost. Because the person who actually received the message, he can't even remember certain percentage. And after a while, that 10% also gone. Understand? So what is being passed down is just that very handful, unless the student is very good, can understand very well. And then he received more. But then from him down, again, it's lost. It's just like the same message you pass down to 10 person. At the end, you ask the last fellow to recite the message. It's all gone, unless they have written it down. And then the message is, but no writing. How can that be possible? Maybe through chanting and recitation. But explanation of it is very difficult. That's why the authentic teaching is already lost, gone. So not easy. So this form of sharing and understanding is very important. It's to bring back the understanding of all this very, very deep teaching that the Buddha has realized. So for all this to unfold, we need to actually have more and more cultivator, more and more kayamita doing this thing. That's why if you don't have that as a base, it cannot give rise to the condition for it to flourish again. Like Huining, after Huining came, then he started to teach, and many of his students benefited because he teach a new teaching, the three hallmark. He bring back the penetrative teaching. The first hallmark is Wu Nian, which is awareness, the true mind. That's why he take you direct to the true mind. Then after that, he say, this is the beginning of the real Dhamma cultivation. From there, you can cultivate some more. You can insight into phenomena. You can awaken. You can observe, develop the understanding of the dwelling, everything. Then you penetrate Wu Xiang. No mark, no mark of a self, no mark of living beings, no mark of Dhamma, no mark of life. And this part already very deep. Then to reach the final stage, which is Wu Zhu, without dwelling, is even more difficult. That one you have to reach very advanced stage of Bodhisattva way cultivation, where your mundane mind can collapse, you can reach your nature. You can do the four support trust. So all this, they are movement towards a very, very major movement. Means the whole cultivation is actually very deep. Then you can actually be in that state, like the Sutra of Innumerable Meaning, Wu Liang Yi Jing, that says that mind that doesn't dwell anywhere, is always in that state of samadhi like we went through earlier on. That is only possible when your mandate might collapse and your true nature shine forth. That's why you are always like that. So all this understanding is already lost. Very few people can have that understanding and ability to teach and share. That's why we as Kaya Metta, we are very lucky because of the condition. Everything fall into place. Then Kuan Yin nature came. Then the message. Then Maitreya. Then the message. Then many more will unfold. Because this is what the nature has evolved into. And this is what that great being's nature had tried their very best to help and pave the way for this teaching to come into this world. That's why we have our Kaya Metta grouping, then the website, then now is the next phase. That's why 3-4 years ago, I already predicted when the Bodhisattva will start. Our Kaya Metta force, the consciousness is moving faster and faster and faster. And now we have moved into the real deep penetrative cultivation stage, although it's just the beginning, but it's happening, and really not by chance. That's why a lot of you all Kaya Metta later on, you will come to understand, and you will maybe connect back to your nature, and then maybe 5 years or 10 years later, a lot of you all will know what your past is, what your nature is. And you can become very different, very different. So my nature rejoices, sadhu. Okay, so song, hopefully you can benefit from all this good sharing. You can continue.
Guidance. So simple, but yet so profound. 如果我那一天没有经过这样的 experience, 我不能够 connect like 你的那个 guidance, how to apply into 这样的一种 experience 里面去, then from there to develop the understanding. So, but I think that when normal people think maybe 就是只是一个 wording, 这样的 simple 的就是 pass by, but you cannot catch the deep meaning yeah, of the Dharma.
他们悟不到的。对对对。 They haven't reached your stage, so how can they understand? They haven't even reached Miss Lee's stage.
所以我每一天一直在听的时候觉得 哎呦，怎么这样简单？但是又怎么样的 applicable？
对，at that time when the thing happened， 你不能够 like use it， 因为它还没有 stabilize， 它还没有真正的 develop the understanding， 了解，听过了 ，but 还没有 really stabilize the understanding。 That's why 你会经过 then you wonder. That's why you need the condition for it to arise again, so that I explain in more detail. Because 如果你没有经过那 stage, I will not have the condition to explain to you. Then because it's recorded nowadays, that's why 你能够听几次, which will help you. The more you listen, the better. Because after you listen, you realize, 哎，你以为你懂了啊。 还有东西在里面呢, then you realize, the simple sharing is so penetrating and so deep in its meaning. Because before 你悟到那一段呢, 你不能够再了解 the deeper one. So what is being shared is for all level, applicable to all level. Whatever that arise, treat it as part of the way. 那个很深的，那个到你 cultivate until the end also you have to apply the same principle. It's part of the way. 因为因缘法是这样现出来的, it's not for you to question, because the question comes from the mundane mind. And that mundane mind is analysis, the thought. Because the thought want to know who who know? The ego want to know, and the ego cannot penetrate beyond thought, beyond mind. So that nature which is beyond thought, beyond mind, no need to know. It just observe. It just awaken. It just move. That's why it's a totally different cultivation, different understanding. Very good. 很好。
嗯，但我那天在 recall， 我觉得哦，这个 condition， 这个 test 是我的第二次。我还记得第一次是几个啊 few months back， 我的老板在骂我的时候。
对
啊，那个是 first time 的 condition，
yeah,
but yeah, yeah, yeah. that time 你 explain， then 知道。But 这一次他来的时候，
因为这是 the test 嘛， the test
啊，对。
啊，
这一次来的时候更
是 itself behave that way 嘛 ，very wild 啊，好像你
知道
吗 ？So that's why it's not somebody who did to you, it's nature.
嗯，
啊 ，the nature decide to test you. That's why this test is not easy. You need understanding to break free. When I went through, I don't have such problem. Even in the past, I cultivate before, and so I don't even have a teacher or guide to tell me all this.And yet, I can clear, because for me, my understanding is very, very stable. Then my nature will tell me, cannot be. What have I gone wrong? I didn't do anything wrong. You remember last time I shared one incident, long, long time ago. It involved 1989, I think, when I penetrated this one. My son got compound fracture.My mother heart attack, enter ICU. Then there was another incident. All this simultaneously happened. No? Then I was very calm. When my son compound fracture, my wife called me. I remember I was driving. I said, don't worry. I was very calm. I didn't react. Then...When three things start to happen simultaneously, my nature starts to reflect now. It almost went into the analysis now. Then straight away, my understanding stopped it. Cannot be. My inquiry is, what have I done wrong? I have not done anything wrong. Then suddenly, deep inside my nature, there's an answer come out. It's a test.The moment I understand that, the whole thing reversed. My son get a successful operation, come out, my mother recover, and everything reversed. That's why the moment you understand, it will not trigger off anything. Then I no need to analyze. I no need to say, ayo, what have I done wrong? How come I deserve to have all this? Because at that time, my nature told me, nothing else can test you anymore.Because my understanding of the universal characteristic is so stable. Only my close family member, like my son, my mother, my close relative, can put me to this type of test. That's how I penetrate. And I just, whatever that arises is part of the way I know. Then I just accept it.Then inside, the answer came. That's why I don't need people to teach me or tell me. So that nature understand me in the past, I cultivate before. Then the moment the understanding come, I move. The whole thing reverse very fast. But for you all, maybe without your past, you need a guide. You need a teacher. And because of affinity, you all have the condition.That's why when I was able to share with you and tell you all this, you will benefit, then you will penetrate like what you come to know in today's sharing. So this is all very beautiful. Sadhu.
Yeah, 我还记得那时 Baratio, 那时那个第一次我的那个 incident 的时候 Baratio, 你的 explanation, 你也是有 explain, but,Maybe 那个是 first learning, but 这一次真的是很凶。
Yeah,
in fact, In fact, 我是在里面一直看住他 but 我不一直不能够 penetrate, 因为那个 understanding 不 stable.
Yeah, yeah,
but after 你那天你 explain 了以后 the next day, 我整个人很像 like, no, 那个 confidence 回来然后我每一天现在又在听我每一天都在听。
对你看 no more doubt already 吗
Yeah, 然后我就想I know, that, like, 就你知道说你会很 firm 的很 confident 的就是你 how to apply if next round 它还会再来的时候
因为你已经了解了吗 there is an answer to it already means your doubt is no more so no more doubt means no more mental hindrance that's why 你的 sadha, virya, spiritual faculty 全部回来了 that's whyanalysis will lead to mental hindrance, especially doubt. 你没有信心了。哎呦，我做错什么？好看我的Sankhara还会这样，这么wow，乱七八糟。So all this analysis, no more, gone. Because you have the understanding, whatever that arise, remember my saying, my word. It is part of the cultivation, part of the way.So, no need to know. Have faith, sincerity, persevere, just do. 你没有那个 delusion, 你就不会出毛病。You will not become heedless. If you have that delusion inside there, that is the one that will condition you to analyze. That's why analysis.Leads to downfall. Who analyze? The thought analyze. Exactly the same as awareness-based meditation. Who knows? Who do all this meditation? The meditator is the thought. The know, the person who knows is the thought. That's why you straight away see through. Thought-based meditation will never penetrate the.Realization of the Dhamma which is beyond thought. So you start to understand. Then when you understand, you move. You will not go back to the old way anymore, the foolish way to analyze anymore. Why must you analyze? Who analyze? Who wants to be right? Who wants to overcome doubt? Because the ego understands. But when you understand with the...Nature is different. The nature don't have an ego to analyze. The nature just do, finish. That's why I say don't try to know. Sincere. With the spiritual faculty, move, persevere, cultivate. So, stabilize this understanding. It's just like my teacher say, only mighty nature rolling by. 一句话不了就 finish 了一切以为法，如梦幻泡影，如露亦如电，应作如是观。All this point towards suchness, nature. Understand? Everything is 以为法 conditioned Dhamma. So what can it be? It can't be otherwise. Like the Buddha said, whatever that arises, there are causes and conditions. 一切以为法。And what are these 以为法？如梦幻泡影。They are dreamlike. They are an illusion. They are like bubble come and go. And they are like shadow that move around. No reality. The shadow make you panic, understand? Like somebody following you, understand? But it's just a shadow, understand? 如梦幻泡影 This is what mundane mind is all about. This is what Sankhara is all about. That's why Sankhara anicchang. Sankhara leads to suffering, dukkha.Sankhara anatta, sabbe dhamma anatta. So all this understanding will fall into place. Then you will develop the penetrative understanding. So now you start to understand the real cultivation is not so straightforward like a lot of people think. For them to come to our stage, do you know? Very difficult, very few. They can't even differentiate between thought-based meditation and awareness-based meditation.So how can they catch up? My daughter got something to share.
Something to add to the, that poem, actually something came up. The 一切有为法 that everything has its supporting causes and conditions. Because of that line, right, then I realized that every time I say 不应该这样, that one is the mundane mind. Right? That means 我不同认那个违法，就我要不应该，那个所谓的不应该就是那 mundane mind. Then actually, 什么应该不应该都没有了。
Yeah,
that that helped me. Yeah.
Reality.
Very good, because that one give you the understanding. All this analysis of views and opinion by people is from the mundane mind. How can this guy do this? Why is my colleague like that? Why is my children like that? You cannot ask why. There are law of karma. There are nature's law that governs life and existence. So all this is within the fabric of UEFA. Then why you want to argue? Why you want to know? Why you want to give rise to duality? 对还是不对? 应该还是不应该? All this, no relevant, no meaning. That's why Krishnamurti also very wise. He said, no amount of analysis can give you intelligence or wisdom. Who analyze? The analyzer is the me, the I, the ego, he said. That one is the mundane mind. That one cannot die, understand? That's why that one want to analyze. That one, everything also want to be right, want to reason. So kill the ego, understand? No need to ask. Who ask? Who know? Who meditate? All this is not recorded in the teaching. How come I can share with you? And I dare to share with you. No authority, no reference, nothing. And yet my nature there to share. Because I used to tell you all, I don't know, I tell you I don't know. When I dare to share, means my nature understand and know. Otherwise, it will not share. Because the danger of teaching the wrong thing is very, very heavy a price to pay because of karma. So you really need to be very, very careful and very meticulous in your cultivation and your understanding. You cannot be complacent. As a complacency can lead to deterioration of progress, downfall, and all those things. That's why the spiritual faculties are very important. So today, the sharing is very good. Song, salute to you and Miss Lee, and all those who make this condition possible together with my daughter. So this is very beautiful. And continue.
Yeah, Baratio 真的是很, 真的, 我进来一直觉得是 很 blessed that 在这个 sasana 能够 有这个 body form and mind, 然后又能够听到佛法, 这更重要的还能够去 cultivate. It's not easy, no? 尤其那个 mundane mind, 那个 sankhara 来 test 的时候, really not easy when you go through. But so blessed that 我们还有这个 Buddha Dharma, 更重要还有 Bharatiya, 你的 nature 在 guide 我们. No? 那就 that day 我这样子 go through 了以后, 我每一天 都在听你的那个 explanation 那个 guidance， 我很像 feel 到 like 你的里面很像 like 越来越一种 brightness 这样子，很像那种 understanding 是慢慢的，它就很像 like fall back 这样子，很像慢慢的你可以 connect to this connect to that，but yet 还不是很 deep，but 很像那条路你开始能够 feel 到了，可以看到了这样子，那种感觉 ，but yeah。
Like the zigzag puzzle, the
开始,
starting to fall into place. Then 你看得到那个 overall 的那条大道了, 在城市大道, 你知道了, 这条路是真的很奥妙, very beautiful. Then you will have a lot of gratitude, a lot of respect, sincerity, and that 感恩啊, especially 感恩,
对对,
gratitude, towards the Buddha Dharma, towards the Triple Gem, towards all beings, all the great beings nature who has helped you, and towards this sasana, for making all this possible. That's why 这个 window 很重要. This window is very important, very beautiful, very unique. And this one can evolve into very, very beautiful future and understanding for cultivator to really progress and move. 因为这个 teaching actually 很多灭掉了不见了。四川了，四川了。Is it the correct one? 四川了。
Yeah, 对。
来，不低调。失传了，没有人能够传下去了。But when Maitreya requested me to come out and share, 请你把正法传下去。My nature knew this is the teaching that I have that the world don't have. That's why he want me to continue to allow this teaching 正法 to continue to be taught, 传下去 and pass down.
But Virgil, 我是觉得我们也需要所有的 Gayanamita put in more, more effort to build up this cultivation. 当我们去 cultivate 的时候，我们会go through 很多的 different condition, different tests. Then 每一个人他们来 contribute 他们的这个 report, 我们就能够去 stir different angle 的那个 deeper 的那个 dharma 出来。
Dharma 出来，因为佛法是无量无边嘛。
Yeah.
Limitless. That's why wisdom is unending. So 你学不完的。学到老。
That's why, so, sometimes 他们还会真，会里面会在想说，哎呀，我应该不应该 share, no more? No, 他们是很多人initially 我也会这样讲，我们一定要做到 perfect 了，做到 right 了，我们才来 report. But,
不需要的。
哎呀。
It's not the way.
来，
很多人拍摄啊。
对对对
，So, 最最拍摄 the thought 拍摄 not you, your nature sincere, you just share, and when you share, like my daughter realized, the more she share, the more stable her understanding come, because these are the things that she never have experienced before, but because somebody else who has not reached her stage.React in this way and express back things to her this way, she start to learn. Because she, instead of learning through the Bodhisattva way, she learned through the sharing way when she has the ability to share. That's why she tried to help people and she started all this sharing. And this is like in the early day when people come and see me, that time they don't know who I am. And so I start to share, but limited because people cannot understand, people just move away.But now it's different. Now the sasana is established and the consciousness of Kayamita and those cultivators has evolved. That's why during the year 1989, I was ahead of time. That's why from 89 to 2004, that 15 year, I never do anything. Only a limited handful of people come and see me, you ask my wife.And that time I told my wife a lot of things, but I don't think she really understand that time. Only until later. Because my nature came ahead of time because I met my last guy. And that one, the gateway speed up my cultivation at least by 10 to 15 years. So all this allow me to have the condition to stabilize my nature. And during that time, nobody come and see me is also good.I was still working at that time, until the year 2001 only I retired. So as I work, I come out to test. I came out to do a lot of things. That's why I learned about this Mandemai Sankara and that stabilization of the nature after the Mandemai collapse. What that nature is, everything I have to learn myself, do myself. Nobody can teach me. You remember last time? My last guy told me?1992, before he left me, he know I will be leaving him and he also will not be meeting me. He purposely arranged for me to meet up with him for one whole afternoon, almost 4 hours. And you know what he told me or not? He said, remember, Tio, remember. When there is no more earthly guide from the world, the earth, can guide you. They will send the astral guide.
Oh.
That time he predicted that and he reminded me that anytime. Yeah, he know already. Yeah. He cannot teach me anything. Then after about 20 years later, when I met him again, he was full of joy, of course. So he asked me how anyone came. I said, no, nobody came. I don't need any more. I don't need any. That's why until today, there is no, none. No nature, no guide, nothing came. Nothing manifests. So it is because of what my past is. That's why when all these things happen, it's because of my vow. My vow, I got one very, very powerful vow, which my second last teacher knew. He said, you have a very, very heavy vow. That vow is very unique, very special. Well, I vow for the highest wisdom at any one time when my nature arises within that civilization. I never limit to Buddhism or whatever ism. Whatever that can give rise to the highest wisdom, my nature vow to have that understanding. That's why they come. Then it unfolds. Then it moves. So all these are possible because of causes and conditions. So what you say is very true. More kayamita must give up that falsehood of ayo, just in case I share wrong how. Forget about it. I already said you can share, but you must be sincere. As long as you are sincere, you qualify. Based on my understanding now, I think this is why. Then no coming behind. You don't have to worry. But you don't go and promote when you're not sure, understand? Oh, you go and promote and you're not sure, of course, you are looking for your own trouble. But if you are being sincere, you just qualify it. Based on what I understand now, like sometimes you share, you also say like that. Even Po Ching also very good, is it? She qualify it, is it? Based on what I have gone through or what I understand. Oh, this is very beautiful, very amazing. Eh? How we are, that one is very beautiful. So you don't have to worry about, I share, don't know right or not. Afterward, like Brother Teo caught me or hood or say I wrong. That one you ask Miss Lee. Miss Lee, she experienced it. Actually, at Wu Ping Jing, sir, many times she tried to initially express her understanding. Then I knew she has not developed the understanding. So I have to explain in a very nice way to let him and her understand. Luckily, her ego, she managed to control. She didn't get angry. She didn't get unhappy. She continued to actually develop the understanding. And finally, she break free.
The best is awareness before the knowing.
Yes.
That took me many years to
understand.
But that process is very beautiful because it really bring you through to see how the mundane mind work, the functioning.
Yeah.
And it's very beautiful, but it takes many years. You got to
initially you were holding on to a lot of knowledge.
The understanding came only when, remember one time?
Yeah.
Brother to say there is wisdom energy. Then it started. Then I just leave it. I let everything.
Yeah, you have
be.
Said. Correct.
I have said. I let
so
everything.
You do
be.
The daily mindfulness. Otherwise, you cannot penetrate.
No, that time is not yet. Not yet daily mindfulness.
Oh.
That time the Dhamma, the essence of the Dhamma keep on coming in. So when I listen. I will listen to only the essence. The essence keep on coming in. It coming in. Then it started to manifest. The understanding start to manifest.
Oh, sadhu. Your karmic conditioning is right because you must have certain very sincere pure wish where you did a lot of very wholesome thing.
And then it start to manifest. Then from there I got the faith, the confidence. Then I try to close the gap, you know.
Yeah.
Close the gap where then the investigating mind came.
Yes.
That is started. That's why the journey. Because last time, when we are in mundane, when Brother Teo say, we actually cannot understand.
Yeah.
And also don't know how to ask question.
Yeah, correct. We are paiseh.
No, because when we ask, we don't know ma. So we
correct.
Ask.
That's why...
Then Brother Teo say, you don't know. That's why you ask the question. Then we
yeah.
I'm puzzled.
Yeah,
why can't I ask when I don't know? Because we are so trained in the knowledge based
yeah,
on us.
Based,
when
based.
We don't understand, we ask. then slowly, when the essence of the Dhamma keep on coming, it came out unfold.
Yeah.
Then only I start to realize.
Yeah.
I start to understand.
Yeah.
That's how it goes.
Good, very good. Then I have to explain this part again. Do you really know that why I say because you don't know, that's why you ask this type of question? That is a very deep understanding, you know. Because you don't know, that's why you ask this type of question. Because your question comes from the thought, understand? From knowledge, from the egoic mind. It's from reasoning, analysis. It's not through understanding. Understanding means what? That's why I say meditation must be done with understanding. So earlier on, you all never focus on the understanding. That's why later on when you catch it, what is sati? Sati is awareness before the knowing. So you have to go into why I say before the knowing. Before I know, I don't know, is it? And what is that thing that doesn't know, and yet it's the sati. And what is awareness? That's why the awareness is a nature, it's not a mundane mind. If you have reflected, go into it, silence your mind, then you will realize. But because you all use the thought, the knowledge, try to relate with the Dhamma, and especially Theravada and Mahayana, a lot of knowledge. A lot of Dhamma knowledge. That's why when you question from the angle of Dhamma knowledge, you will be trapped. They always use the highest authority, you remember? Hey, the Buddha never say like that at all. The Buddha say like that at all. It's what? They are interpreting what the Buddha say, you know. What they quote, the words are correct, but they interpret that quote wrongly. That's why they cannot understand. And when a person say the Buddha never say this or the Buddha say this, he's quoting the highest authority. He cannot be taught, understand? How to teach a person who say things like that? So during that time, it was not easy. That's why a lot of people don't have the capacity to even understand. So it was a phase that is not easy. That's why when I started, I had to reverse the teaching. Initially, I thought what you all need is the Dhamma. So I start to teach the Patijasamupada, the dwelling, the five aggregation form. Then I realized people can't even understand basic initial Dhamma. That's why I had to go back to the ABC. Means I have to teach everything all over again. The Four Noble Truths, the Three Turning, the Five Spiritual Faculty, the Five Mental Hindrance, the Universal Characteristic, what can still evil. If you were to trace back my sharing, all this need to be done is because without going through all this, you cannot understand. That's why I deal with the initial Dhamma for very long. In fact, Sui An, they all know, Min Feng, they all know. The Thursday class, I only dwell on those few topics. The five mental hindrance, the five spiritual faculty, the four noble truths, the three turning, the three evil root, and all those things. Then what constitutes wrong path? I keep on repeating all those things, but under different circumstances. And it has been there for almost 10 years. I think now more than 10 years. We started in 2008, I remember. 12 years, Sui An's Thursday class. And even Wu Ping Jing Se also very long. Wu Ping Jing Se maybe Wu Ping Jing Se was longer. So all this is very beautiful. Eh? Mm. So thank you so much, yeah, Sister Gek. And
thank you, Rachel.
Yeah, Song and also my daughter. And also we should thank Alicia for choosing Miss Lee to share. Very good. Then just I remember before we start, Miss Lee say what to share. That is a very good question. Means very sincere, understand. What to share? It's just like why you want to donate? I don't know. That is the bad. Because the heart know, understand. But the mundane mind doesn't know. Like I last time I remember the first time when we joined to Thailand. He suddenly reached that temple where there's a lot of dog on the long pole, don't know what it is for Tong Bai, I think. He just cried, you know, the tears just came, you know. Then suddenly when we want to make offering, he suddenly stopped crying and tell Suyan, I also want to donate. Then Suyan asked, how much? He suddenly mentioned a figure very big, you know. Everybody also stunned. You know. I was also there. He said 4,000 baht. Then I smiled. I asked her, why? What makes you want to do it? She said, I don't know. Oh, I said, that is the best answer. Because your thought don't know means your heart wants to donate. So that's why everything for her. And after that, she became very serious. After that, she starts to connect to the Dharma. Last time, she don't believe all these things. She last time, Mimi tried to drag her into the Dharma. She drink a lot, smoke a lot, late night, all the taika che type of behavior. But later on, she became so beautiful. So this is how Dhamma can change a person. When the time come, the condition come, everything will fall into place. So let us rejoice. It's very good sharing today. Now 6:03, we should also end. Let us rejoice. Sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu. And thank you to all Kalimitas for all the beautiful sharing and condition that we are able to have this Zoom video and also the Zoom recording, the sharing, everything, including Jin Hao, they have contributed a lot. And all Kalimita who has been constantly on the sharing. So today also we have quite a number.